Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I want to make this announcement again because many times there are people listening to the program who haven't listened before. I've done a CD called Journey Through Advent, and it is meditations on the four Sundays of Advent. If you would like to order a copy of it, which I encourage you to do because you can listen and re-listen and re-listen to it during this very short season of Advent, I want you to maximize what God can do in your soul if you give him the opportunity. So go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ, and you can order the CD there entitled Journey Through Advent. Or you can call 1-734-662-1730. That's 734-662-1730, and order by phone. It's available for purchase either through our website or by ordering by phone. I really encourage you, both for your own sake and being able to share it with others or give a copy of the CD to another as a gift, and encourage them during this Advent season. Perhaps a group of you would like to get together and listen to those meditations that are there each week. Listen to one each week. It takes 15 minutes, but listen to them again and again, and allow God to speak to your heart. Allow God to draw you close to him so that this Christmas becomes richer and deeper and more real in your day-to-day life than you have experienced in the past. The CD is entitled Journey Through Advent. Today we take a look at the readings for Monday, November 20th. The first reading is taken from the book of Maccabees, and I really want you to hear this because this is what happens when we don't follow the Lord, when we choose to go our own separate ways. This is what happens. And it's happening in our world today. It's happening in our country today. It's happening in our city today. Please, please, if you see yourself moving in this direction, get out of it immediately. Listen to this from the book of Maccabees. From the descendants of Alexander's officers, there sprang a sinful offshoot, Antiochus Epiphanes, son of King Antiochus, once a hostage at Rome. He became king in the year 137 of the kingdom of the Greeks. Now, in those days, there appeared in Israel men who were breakers of the law, and they seduced many people, saying, "Let us go and make an alliance with the Gentiles." These are the Jews. "Let us go and make an alliance with the Gentiles all around us. Since we separated from them, many evils have come upon us." So the proposal was agreeable. Some from among the people promptly went to the king, and he authorized them to introduce the way of living of the Gentiles. Now, these are Jews. And they said, let's just have some connection here with the Gentiles. Things are going better for them. So let's do what they do. Therefore, they built a gymnasium in Jerusalem according to the Gentile custom. They covered over the mark of their circumcision, abandoned the holy covenant. They allied themselves with the Gentiles and sold themselves to wrongdoing. Sold themselves to wrongdoing. Are you selling yourself to wrongdoing? Are you letting it take over your life? There's always a chance, always in God's mercy, a chance to turn around. Then the king wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people, each abandoning his particular customs. All the Gentiles conformed to the command of the king, and many children of Israel were in favor of his religion. They sacrificed to idols, they profaned the Sabbath. Now apply that to yourself. Is there any idolatry in your life? Do you observe the Sabbath truly as much as you possibly can. I know some people have to work on Sundays, but how do you order your life and your family when it comes to Sunday? Is there change you can make? That day is the Lord's day, and it brings us great grace if we honor the Lord in particular ways on that day. On the 15th day of the month, Chislev, in the year 145, the king erected the horrible abomination upon the altar of burnt offerings, and in the surrounding cities of Judah they built pagan altars. They also burned incense at the doors of their houses and in the streets. Any scrolls of the law which they found, they tore up and burned. What have we done with the Ten Commandments? Who follows the Ten Commandments? Courtroom after courtroom has taken the Ten Commandments out of that building. What are we doing, brothers and sisters? Are we a Christian nation still, or have we turned away? We can only ask that question for our own hearts, first of all. We have to look to ourselves. Don't point your finger at anyone else. Look at yourself. Whoever was found with the scroll of the covenant, whoever observed the law, was condemned to death. So they died for following God. But many in Israel were determined and resolved in their hearts not to eat anything unclean. They preferred to die rather than to be defiled with unclean food or to profane the holy covenant. And they did die. Terrible affliction was upon Israel. Why? Because Israel turned away from what God had shown them and asked of them. They decided they just wanted to be like the Gentiles. They had more fun. Those are my words. But we can easily get enticed away. It takes great faith. Brothers and sisters, ask God daily for faith. Psalm 119 again. As I said the other day, one of my favorite psalms, pray it often. Give me life, O Lord, and I will do your commands. Indignation seizes me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Though the snares of the wicked are twined about me, your law I have not forgotten. Though all the wickedness is around me, I can see it. And I see sometimes immediate profit. I see the world admiring what in fact is evil. And I'm drawn, I'm enticed. But the psalmist says, though the snares of the wicked are twined about me, your law I have not forgotten. Redeem me from the oppression of men, that I may keep your precepts. I am attacked by malicious persecutors who are far from your law. Far from sinners is salvation, because they seek not your statutes. I beheld the apostates with loathing, because they keep not to your promise. Don't loathe them. Loathe what they do. Loathe what they do. Don't loathe them. Brothers and sisters, take stock. Please, take an inventory. Where have you fallen in with the ways of the world that contradict the commandments, that contradict the teaching of the church? I'm saying this because I want to make sure that those who listen to this program have life, will grow in life. God wants to give you life. The Gospel, Luke 18, verses 35 to 43. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he shouted, he couldn't see, so he didn't even know kind of where the front line was. Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. And the people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. Their eyes were on Jesus. And here's this poor blind man. And he's crying out. But he kept calling out all the more, son of David, have pity on me. That's what we need to do. Sometimes we're all deaf. Sometimes we're all blind. Sometimes all of us are affected, or each of us is affected at some time or another. We need to cry out, Son of God, have pity on me. The blindness of sin, the blindness of unforgiveness, the blindness of deceit, and on and on and on. We're blind. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Listen to that kindness. And he replied, "Jesus, please let me see." And Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." He turned to the one person who could help. And he immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. Did they continue to praise God? Did they continue to follow him? Some would. Some just were taken in by the stupendous miracle, and then they went back to their old ways. How about you? How about you? Brothers and sisters, there is so much God wants to do for us and through us, but we have to take a stand very clearly of who we are and what we know our final destination is. We have to make some clear decisions. Don't get caught up in the world's priorities. Or look at yourself and say, what are my priorities? Not what I want them to be. What are they? If people were to look at me in my daily life, what would they say my priorities are? Make sure that your priorities are lined up with God. I was very struck by a priest, a friend of mine, who shared in a homily recently that he was speaking in Indonesia, and he was speaking at a university. And after Mass, he said, each person came up to introduce themselves to him, and each one told him their name and what their responsibilities were at the university as a way of introducing. They may have even been advised to do that. I don't know. But that's, he said, what he received. And they were very warm and very welcoming. And then this one woman walked up to him, and she simply looked at him, and she said, "Father, I am a Christian." He was struck by that. You think of what St. Paul says, "I am a slave of Jesus Christ." As I listened to this homily, I thought, that's what defines me. Who am I? She said, he said, so simply, so calmly, and in a very good way, so proudly, "I am a Christian." That was her identity. More than her name, more than her titles, more than the honors she had received, "I am a Christian." How are you defined in your own mind? Are you a son or daughter of God? Are you a servant of the Most High God? Who are you? How do you define yourself? Brothers and sisters, we really need in this country especially, but probably all over the world, we need to make some clear decisions. Not, "Oh yeah, I'm Catholic. Oh yeah, I'm a Christian." No, no. Does my life line up with that? Does my life line up with that? Yes, I will fall short. Yes, I will fall down. But as I rise up and ask forgiveness, I will be given more strength and more wisdom to follow him more closely. Don't ever let your repented sin trouble you. Are you truly a follower of Jesus Christ? Make sure you are. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.